32-year-old Maria Lopez is the latest to file suit in Fulton County Superior Court. The lawsuit alleges that physicians and others at the hospital did nothing to address a medical condition called preeclampsia that Lopez was unknowingly suffering from. Lopez says once she arrived at the hospital after having labor pains, she learned her baby was dead.
Estaba lo que es la parte de la cabecita, lo tenía así, abollado, le
Soon thereafter, my child was born, and when he was born, part of his skull seemed detached.
And she says doctors gave her no explanation.
Yo le preguntaba a la doctora que me dijera por qué, y ella no me dijo nada.
I asked the doctor over and over why, and they just never answered.
Another filing suit is 22-year-old Shane Cuevas Davis. She says she was given Tylenol while in preterm labor at the hospital and was sent home. When she returned hours later, her baby was pronounced dead shortly after birth.
But I never even got a chance to hear her cry, or I never got to see my child's eyes or anything because my child was deceased.
That left Davis angry and searching for answers.
And in some ways, I just feel like there was something that could have been done, but they didn't follow proper procedure and do what they were supposed to do on their end. So I left the hospital after being pregnant for 7 months with no child.
In a statement, South Fulton Medical Center says, while it is not appropriate to comment on specific patient care, the hospital denies allegations of negligence in the complaints and says it will vigorously defend itself through the legal process. Michelle Worth, WABE News.